Under No Condition, written by Miss Snow Fox and read by Miss Snow Fox. Dear Diary, under no condition did I mean for it to happen. Of course not. I was merely preparing to give the idiot a manly tap on the back. Not that manly is a word one would associate with Merlin, but still. How was I supposed to know that the total fool would try and go for a hug? The conversation started out normal enough. It seemed that I was admitting doing wrong far too often for my liking, and I must make a mental note to stop doing that, especially to Merlin. It'll make his head swell far too big for his own good to know that he's in the right most of the time. Although saying that, perhaps his ears would look less out of place with a larger head. We sit in silence for what seemed to drag on to several minutes, but in reality, I doubt it was more than a couple of seconds. I was pondering what to do. I shouldn't really just walk off and even standing there without some sense of acknowledgement. But what was I supposed to do? Shake his hand? It's not like he was a visiting stranger that I had to greet. He was my friend, servant, whom I'd known for the best part of 2 years. Finally, and feeling a bit stupid about just standing there like a lemon, I extended my arm to pat him on the back. Yes. That seemed like an adequate response to the conversation that had just passed between us. But I wasn't prepared for it. Good grief! A hug! Mind you, it was Merlin. And Merlin was a complete girl. I should have seen it coming. The problem was that I was so wrapped up in my own thoughts about how long to pat him on the back should last and whether I should say anything afterwards that I didn't even notice Merlin's attempt to put his arms around me until they were, well, around me. Once I was aware of the fact that I was being cuddled by my manservant in the middle of a corridor, I immediately had a million different things on my mind to say, like, under no condition did I intend for a hug, and under no condition would I be hugged like a girl, because I am a man, a very manly man for that matter. But there was something in me I couldn't put my finger on it at the time. Perhaps it was some kind of instinct telling me not to pull away from Merlin's warm embrace. I could feel the idiot's breath warm against my shoulder as I felt him smile to himself. Of course he would, the girl. And of course, under no condition did I enjoy a single second of the ridicule this gave me, being smothered by my manservant. But he seemed to be enjoying it quite a lot, so I decided that it would be kind of rude and a little mean to deprive him of some kind of satisfaction. He did, after all, save my life. Although, under no condition did I shakily put my arms around Merlin's back to give him my own friendly, manly embrace. I absolutely do not understand the appeal of this hugging business that girls seem to enjoy so much, and certainly wasn't anything special with Merlin. I was certain, again, that I had overestimated time, and that the hug only lasted mere seconds, because to cuddle up the Crown Prince for any longer was just ridiculous, and soon Merlin began to pull away. Thank God. The grin he had plastered all over his face when I looked at him was precious comical. But I didn't laugh at him because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I shook myself a little, recovering from my humiliating moment of emasculation, and began to walk away. I could tell that Merlin was still smiling. Of course he was. And under no condition was I smiling along with him as I walked away, because that would mean I enjoyed it. Which I didn't. Anyway, it's not like we actually hugged. Hugged? Not really. Not like girls would do it. I don't think so, anyway. It was more manly. Yes, definitely. Nothing feminine or emotional about it at all. Our arms were quite rigid, after all. Even though Merlin did kind of seem to melt into me. Under no condition was it more than an elongated manly slap on the back. The end.